Welcome to the Decent Rowing Podcast. My name's Lachlan. I'm here with my dad, Ken, and together we have decentrowing.com, where we teach the sport of rowing through short instructional videos and other training materials. So today we're going to be talking about something that we're very familiar with having decent rowing is how do you learn off coaches and athletes to improve your rowing? And how do you take your rowing to the next level just by spending a bit of time with other people and coaches? So Ken, I know you've got a lot to say about this. We've done lots of this with decent rowing. It's pretty much all we do. Where would you start when you're thinking about this sort of thing?
Oh, I think the fundamental thing is to understand, for coaches and athletes alike, understand that you don't know everything, and sharing information is always a good thing. I've seen some coaches over the years when they wouldn't, I'd ask them, what do you think of this athlete I'm coaching? And they'd be very loath to talk to me about it much because either they're afraid that they might be giving away a secret, or they're afraid that they might be seen to look a little bit ill-informed, or all sorts of reasons. So the issue that I've seen so often is that if you think that you know it best yourself, then that's not the case. And if you share with others, you'll find that you get much better understanding. And the trick really is to understand what's going on. So athletes and coaches need to understand what they're saying, why they're saying it, what they're trying to achieve. And particularly for the athletes, if the athletes find that they don't understand what one person has said, or more importantly, it's different from what they think someone else has said, then what they should do is talk to their coach about it quite openly and make sure that they understand what each coach is saying, because in the majority of cases, the coaches are saying the same thing, just a different way. And if an athlete gets confused because they think that they're saying something different, then that's really bad for their learning and their performance. But the fundamental really is that athletes and coaches need to understand as much as they possibly can about the rowing stroke and about what they're doing. Otherwise, they won't be able to get their maximum potential.
Yeah, in my experience, I've had lots of different coaches, and generally when an athlete thinks that a coach is saying one thing and another coach is saying a different thing, they're not. Every time I've asked enough questions, I've found that they're really talking about the same thing. They're just using different language. Or one of the things that they're focusing on is slightly different. So maybe they're a catch orientated coach, maybe they're a finish orientated coach. And the fact that they're saying different things doesn't mean that one's right and one's wrong. It just means that they've got different focuses. And I found, especially with my rowing, every single professional coach, or, you know, people who are like real hardcore rowing coaches, they look at every single rower that goes past them if you're not on that busier river. So if you want to get some tips from a top coach and they're at the club coaching an elite athlete, all you have to do is say after the session, what did you see about my rowing? And they'll be able to give you a list of things that they can tell you to work on, because they're so good at just picking out the little problems with your rowing stroke, and they don't even have to be coaching you. They're always looking for these faults.
Yeah, and the thing that comes out of that too is don't be shy. You'll find pretty much every rowing coach wants to share. Rowing coaches, as a general attitude, are there to teach people. That's what they do. They want to coach people. They want them to perform their best. And so it's really rare that you'll find a coach that doesn't want to share. And as Lachlan says, once a coach has got a fair bit of experience, they don't need to see a lot of rowing in order to understand what someone's doing. If they see an athlete do about four strokes, then they've got it in their mind exactly what they'd like to see change with that athlete, or what they think's really good, or what they think could be improved. And so Lachlan's quite right. You see a rower go past and you have a look at it as a coach, and then you immediately form an opinion about what, if you were coaching that athlete, what you would do. And you form an opinion about the things you see. And so all you need to do is to ask them. And fair bet you'll find that they watch the crew, watch the rower, and they understand the question, and they'll tell you what they think. When you're talking to them, though, if you don't know them very well, I'd suggest start out the conversation by essentially saying that they're not going to offend you with whatever they say. You're here to learn, and you'd like them to help you. And so otherwise you'll find some coaches are a little bit reticent about talking too much, because they're afraid they might offend the other person. conversely, if you're the coach that's being asked, then I'd suggest that you couch the wording pretty carefully. And if you can, the best thing to do is to say the things that you like first. I really like the way that they were getting ready for the catch. And then you can follow on and say, but if they were a little bit more careful about the placement of the blade, they could probably get a better result. That's a much better way of handling the conversation rather than saying they could get a better result if they got a better catch or they put their blade in quicker. I'd always start off with the positive thing, because for coaches and for athletes, it's all about learning, and people generally learn best if whoever's teaching them has an empathy for their situation. So just be careful about how you do it, but don't be afraid of it. Pretty much every coach out there is keen to be asked questions by others, because that's the way that they learn as well. So don't be afraid of questioning a coach. And Lachlan, you would have had experience when things didn't match and probably on investigation didn't fully match. And how do you deal with that from your perspective if there is a difference in coaching style?
That probably comes down to the art of coaching. And there's the science of coaching, where a lot of coaches agree on some fundamentals, you know, get the blade in the water, you know, good drive, all of that. But then there's a bit of art to coaching as well. And one of my favorite things is listening to top coaches talk about some part of the rowing stroke. And, you know, you might have read somewhere else and know that the science doesn't quite line up with what they're saying. But if they're using a specific technique to get the best out of their crew, I like to think it doesn't matter too much what the basis is for that, because whatever they've said to the crew is making it work better, is making the crew work better. And it's almost like a mind game. So when you're talking about getting the catch in nice and quickly, a lot of coaches will say place the blade as you're coming forward. Obviously you don't want to actually place the blade as you're coming forward, because that'll check the boat, you'll slow it down. But the trick is, if you'll think you're placing it early, you'll actually place it at the right time. And so there's a lot of art to coaching as well. And the more you learn about rowing, the more you see different coaches with different techniques, different styles, different wording, different approaches, you see the genius of what they're doing. And I don't think I've ever been out with a coach in the speedboat just observing or you know, tagging along and not learnt something. They're always explaining something in a way that I haven't heard before, or that makes a lot of sense. And you're like, well, that would be great to teach other people. And that's, you know, basically where Decent Rowing started. We wanted to get these conversations that we were having with coaches and athletes and put them out to the general population who weren't there for that conversation and didn't hear what that coach said in the speedboat. And because it's just such good knowledge to be able to pass on to other rowers and coaches.
Yeah, without doubt. And one of the important things is when you go out with another coach, listen to what they're saying and watch what happens to the response of the athlete, and then learn from that and store it away in your memory, or if you have time, write it down. After the session, write it down. Just an example of a particular area that I've heard so many different ways of describing it, and indeed on our website we've got, you would have seen us describe many things or many parts of the stroke in a number of different ways. And the purpose of that is to, the more ways we can think of saying what we want the athlete to do, the more chance is that the athlete will understand one of those and will identify with it. For example, lifting the shoulders at the catch. A number of many ways of how to stop people lifting their shoulders at the catch. Maybe just simply turn their core on more strongly at the catch before they push. Sometimes it's asking them to leave their shoulders behind when they push. Sometimes it's shooting the slide. Sometimes it's keeping your head down. There's so many different ways that you can describe, but all I'm really doing there is describing one thing. Don't lift your shoulders at the catch. Now, there's all sorts of nuances that go with that, of course, with each of those different techniques. But the trick really is to learn from everyone you go out with. I'm with Lachlan. I've never been out with another coach and not learned something. And indeed, when you're out with another coach, then what you should try to do if you can is make sure that you both share in the experience and you both share what you think. And don't be afraid of saying, I'm not quite sure what that means. Can you explain that to me? Everyone will want to help. And I think it's really important to get as much information as you can on what works for different athletes, because some athletes won't understand what you're saying at all, and then you use a different set of words and I'll understand completely. So the more different words and different methods you can get in your repertoire, the better you're going to be able to coach. And from an athlete perspective, when you hear people say something and you don't understand it, ask them to explain it. And the more they explain it, then the more you're going to understand, the more words you're going to get in your own head as to how to fix it. For example, on that one I had before, if what resonated with an athlete was leave your shoulders behind, then that's a really good thing for them to file in their memory. So when they're out rowing or in a race or training, whatever, then they can just tell themselves to leave their shoulders behind. Now, the coach they're out with at the time may not have that those words that they use, but if you can reinterpret what it is in your own mind and then use that to make yourself faster as an athlete and to get your technique better, then store good phrases away that resonate with you and bring them out again every time you go out for a row. So I think it's really important that understanding what the coach is actually saying. And that's what decent rowing is about, I suppose. I think it's vital that the athletes and the coaches understand why they're saying things, why they're coaching a certain way, and what they're trying to achieve. And without that, I think it's very difficult to coach or indeed row well. So, Lachlan, you've had a great range of coaches over the time, particularly when you get into the more elite level where you tend to change coaches a bit at state level and national level. What's your view on that, how that hangs together? Because some of them are quite different in what they say.
Yeah, so what is picked up by one coach won't be picked up by another. Like I was saying before, different coaches have different focuses, different styles of rowing, different techniques that they believe to be the best way to row. So, for example, two of the main coaches I had, John Dreesen and Brett Crowe. John is more focused typically around the finish. I mean, obviously he's interested in the catch as well, but he sets the boat up off the finish. He, you know, that's where you get your set point from. Whereas Brett, he sets up off the catch. He makes sure all the catch angles are the same. And both have their merits. Both coaches are really good, top coaches. And it's up to you as the athlete to try and take in what they're trying to teach you. And there's the differences in the way that they teach the sport doesn't mean that they're saying different things. Like Ken was saying, like they're not saying different things. I reckon if you were to analyze every single piece of information they said, drill down into why they said that, what they're focusing on, I reckon 99% of the rowing stroke they'd be in 100% agreeance about. And then, like I was saying, the art of rowing, that extra 1%, or probably more like 10%, but that art of rowing is, and coaching really changes how the boats feel, and you get fast boats with both actions. And depending on what boat you're in, if you're in a crew boat and the balance isn't that good, it can be really useful to focus on getting the power on. Like the power, having good power means that you're going to have a much more chance of having a better balanced boat. If everyone's sort of applying the power half-heartedly, it's not going to balance very well. And so that coach might have an approach that morning with that crew that they're not going to have the day after. One of the other things that you can get a lot of the time, like you could have the exact same person getting told two very different things from morning to morning, depending on what they're doing. So if you're coming into the catch and you're placing the blade too slowly, they might say, get onto the catch quicker, get on the legs quicker, get everything quicker. And then if you're getting to the catch, but you're too quick, you're not giving yourself enough time to place the blade at the catch, that same coach might say, just feel like you're pausing at the catch. And it's really dependent on what you're doing. And you might hear those two messages and be like, well, which one is it? And it's both. Rowing's not very polarizing. There's not like a right and a wrong answer to do a lot of things. It's a very, very continuous motion, very on a sliding scale. There's shades of gray. There's not yes and no for a lot of things. And what affects one call that affects one part of the stroke might have a negative impact on another part. But it depends who you are as an athlete, what problem you're working on, as to what coaching you'll get. And different coaches will pick up different things. The only problem comes when you don't understand it fully. If you don't understand what they're saying, you'll think that they're two different ideas. One coach is good, one coach is bad, etc. But if you know what they're saying, why they're saying it, understand completely what they're talking about, there's a good chance you'll improve your rowing a lot more than if you were to just sort of take things at face value and try and listen but not really learn. You need to know what a coach is saying exactly before you can make a change. And the more you understand about rowing, the easier that becomes, and the more ways you'll start thinking about fixing the same problem in different ways. Yeah, and going out with the other coaches and athletes and talking to them about how they fix their part of the stroke, what they're thinking about, what they're feeling, and what they're trying to convey can be very useful for your rowing.
No doubt. And it's interesting you mentioned Brett and Johnny, and I've had a number of athletes over the years that I've been coaching, and they've also been coaching. And I remember one particular example where one athlete was out with me for a while and then went with Brett for a while and then with Johnny for a while, and he came back to me afterwards and he said, "You're all saying different things." And so we sat down and we went through it, and this is a really important part of the process. We sat down and we went through the issues that he could see that were different between the coaches. And after we'd done that exercise, he realized that we're all saying the same thing. It's just we had different focuses, different nuances, different ways of describing it, but essentially it was all the same. And that was a really important part of the process, because otherwise if the athlete hadn't said, "I'm a bit confused about this, you all seem to be saying different things," then we wouldn't have been able to resolve that, and the athlete would be confused and therefore is not going to perform as well as they could. So it's super important that as a coach, you're quite receptive to someone saying, "I don't agree with you. I don't understand that. I think this other person has got it right and you've got it wrong." And you've got to be able to take that, because that's a really important part of the process of smoothing this all out. And the end result, and I think this is super important, is that athletes, particularly as they get more at the elite level, if they're junior athletes and they're learning how to row and they don't understand, then this doesn't really apply. But once they understand quite well and they've done quite a lot of rowing and they've experienced a number of different coaches and crews, then what happens is they tend to build their own technique style a bit. And I get comments back from people frequently who I'd say, for example, "Don't bend your arms at the catch." It's my philosophy as to how the rowing stroke should be taken. And then there's a number of international athletes that do bend their arms at the catch, and they're quite successful. There's some that put the blade in super deep, and there's some that don't put the blade in super deep. There's some that row with a short slide and a long slide. And so what happens at the elite level is that there are lots of examples of people rowing differently and winning. And so what is the right technique? Now, the fundamentals, pretty much every coach would agree on the fundamentals. And once you've got those under control, then it's really about building a knowledge base, because the way you win in rowing, the way you row well in rowing, is with understanding. If you don't understand what you're doing and why you're doing it and how it fits into your, what I call, rowing matrix, then you're not going to get the success you should. So what you need to do after a period of time is to build that matrix for yourself. And so when a coach says, for example, "Leave your shoulders behind at the catch," if that resonates with you, then slot that into your matrix and take it with you every time you row. So you build this matrix of knowledge that you can then draw on. And if someone says something that doesn't fit into what you think it should, doesn't fit into your matrix, then you need to talk about it, because otherwise it'll just annoy you and you'll get confused. So it's really important to understand. Can't say it often enough. If athletes and coaches don't understand why they're doing something, then you're not going to get the best outcome. So, and you would have seen plenty of athletes, Lachlan, that bend their arms at the catch and lift their shoulders a bit, and they still perform pretty well. So what's your take on what your matrix look like?
So I think it all depends on what racing you're doing and what crew you're in. We made a video recently talking about how you have to row like your national system if you want to row in your national system. So in Australia, what they're focusing on at the moment is for under 23s and below, so junior age groups, is teaching a very sequential rowing stroke, a very textbook sort of rowing stroke. And the coaches that put this together, they understand that there's other types of rowing that you can do. You can have a rowing stroke where the recovery in the body movement during the recovery happens throughout the whole stroke. But what they've done is elected to say, no, just for the purposes of getting everyone on the same page and teaching the sport of rowing, what we want to do is have the arms first, then the body, and then the legs, with a little bit of overlap, but basically that's what they've decided to do, even though they know that these other techniques exist. And it's very important for crews and clubs and schools and national systems to get everyone on the same page, working from the same playbook, because when it comes to selections and trials and putting people together, boat racing, seat racing, you really need to have two techniques that are the same. And so creating that homogenous crew is going to make a very fast crew. And then they've decided, you know, when it gets to the senior crews, you know, it's at the coach's discretion, you know, what they're going to focus on, what crew they've got, what characteristics they can, you know, make some more, you know, take some more chances with what they think is the best technique for that crew. But for everyone else underneath, they're strongly encouraging them to adopt a technique that is the same throughout the whole country. And I don't think it can be overstated how important this is if you want to make fast crew boats, especially from scratch crews. Even in Tasmania, just, you know, a small state, there's different philosophy. There has been in the past very different philosophies on how to do the rowing stroke. But all the philosophies work and have had great success. But when you start putting them together into crew boats, you end up with a real butting of heads, because someone's just so used to rowing one technique. You know, they've done it for thousands and thousands of strokes and they know that it works well. And then you get another crew that's another group of rowers that have been doing a different technique. They know it works well. They think it's the best way to row. And just trying to combine the two can be super frustrating. So getting everyone on the same page, and coaching isn't just about what technique works well for the individual. It's about what technique works well for the crew, what technique works well for, especially with juniors, if you're teaching them how to row, teaching the sequence is very useful, because although a sequential rowing stroke isn't absolutely necessary for a fast boat at World Cup level and might not even be desired depending on the individual's characteristics, at a school level, it's the best way to teach 95% of people. So getting everyone on the same page can be very helpful for that point of view.
Yeah, and one thing with that too, to get the athletes on the same page and to get the coaches in your club or school on the same page, it's really important, again, back on this understanding thing. If they understand why, and even part of it might be, why are we going to get everyone to row the same way when we've got different athletes that might benefit a little bit from different aspects? And if they understand why, like Lachlan was just saying then, if the goal is to have a good crew boat, then you need to have the crew to row well together. And teaching them all to row differently in a single and then trying to put them into a quad, that's going to be pretty messy. And so it's really important that everyone involved, athletes and coaches, understand this is the technique, this is why we teach this technique, and then use their own skills as a coach and an athlete to then interpret how that fits in their body and make sure that they can row the technique that's required. And if you're in that position where you do get into a seat racing type situation for a state or school, but more particularly for a different set, different clubs, different schools, is if you know the technique that you're using and you know the technique the others are using, then work it out and make it the same. For example, pausing at the finish in a sweep boat, as some people do it, some people don't. And so if you get into a boat where they do pause at the finish, then as a crew, figure out, are we going to pause at the finish or are we not going to pause at the finish? Because once you've got that decision made and you choose which one you're going to use, then you're going to get a better outcome. But Lachlan's quite right. The environment that you're rowing in has a particular strategy as far as how they want to teach people to row. And so make sure that you fit within that strategy if your goal is to row within that system. Tricky, but understanding is key.
So if you remember and head to our website, we've got lots of different videos, especially some really good conference sessions of top coaches talking about what they focus on with their rowing boats, their crews. And, you know, some coaches focus on boat speed, acceleration curve. Some people focus on, you know, team cohesion. Others are a mix of the two. Some are really technical coaches. Others are more managers. So if you want to get a good idea of a whole heap of different things, members can head over to our website, decentrowing.com. They can log in. There's heaps of videos there on this, lots of different top coaches, and you can start building that sort of that repertoire of different calls, different techniques, different approaches to all the same problems. If you want to learn a bit more about rowing, you can sign up for our free rowing course. You just have to put your email in at decentrowing.com and you get taken to that course. We also have a 12-week training program there for free if you do the same thing. So head over there if you want to learn a bit more. So until next time, happy rowing.